Tom Yamas joins us, ABC News correspondent. You interviewed Richard Spencer and Matthew Heimbach. And what were they like, Tom?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time with both of them. Our teams and I have been embedded with both factions of the so-called alt-right, white nationalists, and of course Antifa on the left side, the extreme left as well. I can tell you this, Matt Heimbach, and this is sort of the way we break it down in our 2020 special, which airs tonight. Matt Heimbach is the domestic beer, if you will, of the alt-right, and Richard Spencer is the Chardonnay. Richard Spencer was private school educated, comes from a wealthy family, likes to wear a three-piece suit. You know, likes to always come off very media savvy. Matt Heimbach, when we were with him, he took us up into the mountains in Kentucky where they had a white nationalist rally. He's very much the everyman of this white supremacist movement. You know, very seemingly affable when you talk to him, always smiling, you know, still very young. And then he opens his mouth and he delivers these white supremacist speeches, and you're somewhat shocked. And the same with Richard Spencer. You know, as much as he wants to be media savvy, his goal, just like Heimbach, and they tell me this very directly, their goal is to carve out a piece of the United States where only white people live, only white people belong. And when you ask them, how can you get there, how can you separate the races without violence, they always talk around it. They say they're going to go through the laws, and that's why they want to get involved in politics. That's why we're seeing them more and more now in the mainstream.
Who are these people that are, you know, going to these rallies, Tom?
They're all types of people, to be honest with you. You know, I mean, we see college-aged young men, mostly men. I have not encountered a lot of women. Now that I think about it, any women on the alt-right. But a lot of them are men, and they're all different ages, all different backgrounds. You have all types of people. I mean, you'll see in our 2020 special, there's a Baptist minister who covers his face. He's really the only person in our hour from the alt-right who wants to be anonymous, because these people aren't afraid to be out in the open. I mean, that's one thing we show you in this report. I mean, the hoods are gone. You know, they have aligned with the KKK, but they no longer wear the hoods. I mean, they want to be out there. They want to be wearing suits. They want to be doing TV interviews.
Are the groups growing? And I know you have to go. Are the groups growing?
Actually, I don't have to go, but I'll keep talking to you guys. I actually, don't tell me if I have to go.
Oh, sorry.
Here's the way to answer that. The hate groups are on the rise from 2014. Now, this does not just start with President Trump. This actually goes back to President Obama. It starts with Black Lives Matter, and that's when this kind of white supremacist movement has a resurgence. They start assembling. People, like I said, mostly men, start to look at America, and they're not happy. And they start meeting these groups. Plus, you have the social media, the advent of social media, so it's so easy to get connected nowadays. And so they're growing in the number of groups. But when I talked to Matt Heimbach, I said, prove to me you're growing. He goes, this is the best example. A couple years ago, 2 years ago, we had 12 paying members. Now we have 600. It's the same on Richard Spencer's side. I mean, every time we were with Spencer, he was with a group of men, always different, who would just follow him everywhere. And we went to a lot of these rallies, and you see their numbers there as well.